This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Hello. You are listening to the News-ish show. The jingle's not working. You're listening to the News-ish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons. That happened last week. Oh, it's because I turned it down.
I'm not on either.
You're not on? What do you mean you're not on?
I couldn't hear myself.
Oh, my God, it's a disaster.
Yeah, what's going on? I can't hear myself. I don't think
Can you not... That was up.
No.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What an unprofessional start. I'm Can you not hear yourself? Is it distracting?
I'm getting nothing. In my... Here we go. Shall we start again?
Well, no.
We've started.
It's like, no, we started.
But I don't know if they hear me at all.
Well, look, here we are. You're listening to the News-ish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Yeah, I'm here.
Coming up, we'll be taking a look at the front pages of the broadsheets. That'll be followed by Mark Simmons' joke of the week. Then it'll be local gossip. We'll be finding out the news from my mum, followed by sports news from my dad. Be taking a look at Mark's Village newsletter. That will be followed by the tabloid front pages. And we'll be finishing up with the weather from our special guest, comedian Marlon Davis. That is the News-ish show, bringing you the newest news now.
Lovely.
Bringing you the news after it's happened. Okay.
Is that a new...
That's the new phrase.
Tag on to the...
Yeah, the news after it's happened and never before. Okay, so it's Save It for the Radio Show. This is the section, of course, where me and Mark catch up on air. See, we come to this... We arrive to the show together, but we don't talk because we want to save it for this.
Yeah.
So I've got something to tell you.
Okay, what have we got?
So me and Mark meet at Caledonian Road, and I arrived at the tube station before him today. A man... So elderly, nice man asked me for directions to somewhere. I said I didn't know, but I'd Google map it for him. He said, no, don't bother, there's a map on the wall. So we looked at the map, but we couldn't... You see, you know, it says on a map, like, you are here. We couldn't work out which way it was facing.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, we are there, but which way... Well, does he come out left or does he come out right?
Don't you look at where the station is?
Yeah, but you couldn't... Believe me, you couldn't... It's just in the middle, right. And you go, right, if I come out... Yeah. Where do I go? And he went, oh, it's right. So he started walking right. And I looked back at the pub, like, no, it's left. Oh, and I ran out and I went, mate, sorry, it's back that way. And then he ended up walking down the other way. And then I looked at the map again and realised, I've definitely sent him the wrong way. And I just, poor bloke.
Did you see him again?
No.
No, so he's probably lost.
Yeah, well, I hid in the train station.
That's why you met me at the train station.
Yeah.
Normally, you say, oh, I'll meet you down at the...
Yeah. No, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to walk
you
down
like,
the...
You never like waiting for me, ever.
Well, no one likes waiting.
No, but you just won't. You refuse to wait.
Yeah. That is the right choice. That is the right thing to do. That's... Who likes waiting? Yep. Don't do it. Don't wait then.
So you were hiding?
In the tube station, so I didn't see him coming back the other way. There you go.
Oh,
I went spinning this morning.
Okay.
Do you know about this?
Well, I know about spinning.
Do you?
Well, I worked at a gym, didn't I?
Okay, so cycling on a... What do you call it?
A bike.
Yeah, but...
Spin bike.
Right, a spin bike.
Yeah, one that doesn't move.
Awful.
Is that the first time you've done it?
It's not actually, but I'm never doing it again. It's not that, it's just the... I went to a 7 a.m. or half 7 early spinning class... And I just couldn't... It's like the guy's going, okay, everyone smile. Off, mate. It's half 7. I'm not... Who smiles at half 7?
Oh,
cut it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Couldn't be doing it. Never again.
No.
I'm not smiling. The earliest I'll smile is probably half 11.
You just did then and it's 12:05.
There you go.
That's it, yeah.
Exactly. Hmm. So anything?
Anything happening?
Any goss?
Nah.
Before we crack on with the news?
No real gossip, I don't think.
Did you know it's International Happiness Day?
No.
It's International Happiness Day. So Happy what, International Happiness Day.
But what does that mean?
I don't know.
What are you supposed to do?
They just make up these days something to tweet about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't force it.
No, you can't. Well, that's why I didn't like the spinning. Okay, the most important thing, keep on smiling. I don't like Beyonce. Everyone else is loving this because they like Beyonce. Well, Beyonce's playing.
Okay.
Anyway, happy International Happiness Day.
Oh, thanks.
Have you got anything to be happy about today?
Anything to be happy about today? No, not really. Well, no, I'm glad we're doing the show.
Yeah.
We almost didn't
do it,
did we?
Not really. You're the happy one.
Yeah, but if you're always happy, then it's nothing special, is
you
it?
You are always happy.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm always happy.
No, you've... I'll tell you what...
Since I've got to know you better, I've got more depressed.
You have! You have got really got down. You used to keep me up.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay.
Happy. Played the Brighton Dome on Saturday.
The what?
The Brighton Dome.
Brighton Dome.
Yeah, what do you think I said?
I just didn't hear you.
Oh.
That could happen.
Yeah.
So Brighton you're Dome. Supporting Rob Brydon.
This was the last one, actually.
On his tour.
Yeah.
And you finished off at my hometown Brighton, the Brighton Dome. What's that, 2,000 people? Something like that?
1,500.
Okay, I mean, don't play it down. That's still a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
Warming up is hard for crowds. They're there to see Rob.
Yeah.
You're going out cold. You used to do it for me.
Excellent job.
I think I taught you what you know.
100%. And I think that's why I'm much better. I can play those gigs okay now because I don't panic.
You're an excellent comic, Mark.
Oh, well.
There you go.
Oh, thanks very much.
That doesn't feel right being nice to you on air.
I know.
Forget that. You're awful. You're overrated. Right. So how was it? Come on.
Great, lovely. From the start, they were really nice and up for it. And Rob was really nice backstage.
Yeah,
it's cracking. A bit sad that that's the last one.
Don't be sad on International Happiness Day. Come on, right. let's look at the front pages.
Oh, before we do that.
Oh yeah.
My housemate, German Rob.
German Rob, who we've spoken about before.
Yeah. So this is like a new section that we're going to do.
It's becoming a new section. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a political PhD.
What is this? You can't even get his job right.
Well, it's not a job, is it? It's because he's still doing a PhD.
So let me explain this to any new listeners or even old listeners that don't get this bit. It's basically Rob lives with a bloke that works in politics, correct?
Mark lives with a bloke.
What did I say?
Rob lives with a bloke.
Well, okay, Rob lives with Mark, yeah. Who is a bloke, and yeah. Mark lives with Rob, who lives with him.
Yeah.
And he is doing a... so doing a PhD in politics.
Yeah.
And so what happens?
I think it's like American politics.
Okay, a form of politics. And, yeah. And obviously has an understanding of the things that me and Mark try and get an understanding of on this show. So he explains to Mark in detail.
Yeah.
Some of the things, some of the current affairs that are happening. And then Mark is coming onto the show and trying to relay, without any writing, without anything to go to, what German Rob said to him.
Yeah.
So you've got something to report before we look at the headlines.
He told me about the Russian elections.
Yeah, okay, so Putin has just been elected.
Yeah, he told me that.
Well done. Is it president or prime minister?
President.
Well done.
I think.
Yeah.
So, he said that there was a lot of controversy.
Yes, there was.
Yes, because...
Yeah.
Hang on.
So
there wasn't.
You did that thing like the children do, trying to remember. I shut my eyes. Maybe if I shut my eyes, I'll see what he said.
He said that.
People are listening to this.
Hang on, yeah, and I'm going to get to the good bit.
Come on.
So there was controversy because.
Yeah.
Allegedly, there was some footage that had cameras up that people were putting votes in.
Well, how is it allegedly? There's footage.
Well, there is footage.
It's not allegedly.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the footage. So it is allegedly. Isn't it?
That's not how it works.
Yeah, because if I don't know
the truth, allegedly.
I can't say it's true if I haven't seen it.
That's ridiculous.
That's not.
Did you watch Leicester versus Chelsea at the weekend?
No.
No, so you would say, because you didn't see it, allegedly Chelsea beat Leicester.
Well, I didn't see the results, so I wouldn't want to comment.
Okay.
Got to be careful when you're on the radio.
Especially on this show.
Yeah.
Come on, right. There was video footage
So there weren't many voters. Like, the voting was really down, like the numbers of people. What are you talking about? Don't laugh at that. That's right. There was low numbers. Low turnout, that's what they say. Low turnout.
You got excited because you remembered.
Low turnout. And that was because people think it's all a farce. So one, they don't want to vote because they're like, well, what's the point?
Yes. Well, that happened over here with Brexit.
Yeah. And also the opposition basically said boycott it because it's a farce.
Yes.
But then that's like, as an opposition, that's stupid, isn't it?
Right.
Because
is this what German Rob was saying?
No, that's my opinion.
Okay, this is you, right?
Yeah, because if you got what's the point of doing it if you're just not going to do it?
What's the point of doing it if you're not going to do it? Now yeah. I'm confused.
No, what's the point of telling them don't vote if you want people to vote for you?
Right. Yeah.
But I think he just knew he was going to lose anyway.
Yeah, I mean that's what. Yeah, no, they love Putin out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently there were like loads of votes in the boxes before anyone had even voted.
Yeah, well. People were seeing. There was video footage. There was found footage.
Oh, you know this.
Well, yeah, there
was found. It's not allegedly because you've seen it. I trust you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, there was found
footage.
Have you
seen the footage
of Pete? Yes,
you've actually seen the footage.
Yes,
the CCTV.
Yes,
have you?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't have connections. I've got the internet. You could Google it now.
Okay, cool.
Yes, people were seen putting in extra papers for extra votes for Putin.
But
even though, to be honest, they didn't really need to.
But why didn't the people voting for the other one put extra ones in for his guy?
Good point. There you go.
Come on, Russia.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know if it was a good point. I'm going to take that back. I don't know.
Why do they like him so much?
Why do they like Putin? I think because he seems to sort of stand up.
On a horse, normally, isn't it? Have you seen that? Yeah. Of his top off.
But he's very patriotic, is he?
Yeah.
Why do they? I don't know. That I tried to sort of answer that. I really don't know.
Hang on, I would say this.
If he was on your side, I think you'd like him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If he was on your side, you'd think this is a great bloke.
What a good dude. Also, apparently, this is the closest it's been to like the Soviet Union since they dissolved. And something to do the Berlin Wall came down.
This is mental.
Yeah? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what the Berlin Wall was, yeah.
Yeah. And so is that when the Soviet Union stopped? Crashed? Burnt?
Oh my God. We've got to get on the front pages.
No, but this is important.
But the front pages, it was the news show.
Okay, can producer Abby look at that? Thank you.
What are you asking her to look up?
Just to see if the link with the... I want to know about the Berlin Wall.
Okay, coming up, we're going to find out about the Berlin Wall. But first, now we've only got a few minutes before the...
Oh, let's do it, quick!
Okay, front pages. Here we are. It's on the... Britain takes a big step towards Brexit deal. I'm bored of Brexit. We're not going to cover Brexit
anymore. No chance, get rid of it.
The Guardian, May's EU deal enrages Brexiters. This is the story I think we're going to talk about. Data firms executives caught boasting of dirty tricks to swing elections. So there you go. More swinging in elections. There, you look like you got a headache.
What elections?
Well, we're
going to
talk about it. Just going to look at the headlines at the Times. British firm sends girls to entrap politicians.
What?
That's the same, same story.
I bet it's
a film.
Yeah, the one new one.
The new one?
The Jennifer Lawrence.
Red Sparrow.
Yeah, like a Red Sparrow.
Yeah.
Like them.
Yeah, yeah. And also
in
the Times.
Do you reckon I gave them the idea?
No. Uber suspends self-driving tests after car kills pedestrian.
What?
Which is very sad.
Is that in the UK?
No, America. And then finally, in the Daily Mail, is Prince Charles secretly a cat? This is the news that smoking 10 grams of cheese is bad for your health. What? All right, so British firm sends girls to entrap politicians. This is from the Times. The chief executive of a British company at the centre of allegations of electoral interference boasted about using beautiful Ukrainian girls to entrap the political opponents of clients. Right, so you hire this company. You hire a company to get you in power, and then that company will basically, as it seems, do what it takes to get you in power. So if you're a political party, you'll hire them, and they'll do things like look into the data of Facebook. This is where the story comes from. They'll get information from people's Facebooks and then use that information to target them in making that person vote for the party.
Oh, okay. What's that got to do with women going to...
Well, this is just another thing that they've been doing.
So they'll go to...
So the company is called Cambridge Analytica, right? And it's been claimed that the Cambridge Analytica worked for the Leave campaign during the EU referendum, although the company denies this. So the Leave campaign will hire them, allegedly, now this is allegedly, hire them and say, right, help us win.
Right.
They'll do things like, as I say, get the data off Facebook. People don't know that this data has been given away.
Yeah.
And so what's happened here is someone in some secret footage has been quoted as saying, And what they can do is send some girls around to the candidate's house, as in the opponent's.
Yeah.
Adding that the Ukrainian women are very beautiful. I find that works very well. Mark, here's what I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Ukrainian women, what do you think? Very beautiful?
Well, if the beautiful ones are very beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Usually quite tall, and I don't really like tall women.
Are you Ukrainian women tall? Is that a thing?
I think so.
Or beautiful women tall? Which one would be...
No, Ukrainian women.
Oh, hello. I didn't know that.
I think they're tall.
Getting that from?
Russians are tall,
can we
they?
Find out also... We're going to find out some stuff about the Berlin Wall coming up later, but also can we find out Ukrainian women are tall?
Andrei Kanchelskis wasn't tall.
Okay. What? Yes.
Andrei Kanchelskis, he was Ukrainian and he played for Man United.
And he wasn't tall?
Wasn't that tall, no.
How do you know?
I see him next to other players.
Football players, they're all quite tall, aren't they?
No.
Athlete, aren't they?
No.
Well, they're the football... Anyway, okay. So, there you go.
He's a good winger.
So, basically what we're talking about is bribing. Entrapment. Send some beautiful women around to the opponent's house. Hope that they,
What's that?
Sexy times. Right?
So they just said...
Couldn't their wife be
Hang
in?
Hang on.
Yeah. But what are you going to do if a Ukrainian woman comes around, very tall, beautiful Ukrainian woman? Well, my wife's here, I can't do anything. So go away.
But even if a wife wasn't there, these women are coming into a politician. Politicians tend to be a bit, old.
And dirty.
And dirty.
They are dirty.
And, you don't think of politicians as handsome, do you? So they're going to be there.
No, not English ones, anyway.
No one's going to fall for that.
It does say it's odd, isn't it? Send them round a candidate's house. Like, if someone was trying to set me up and I just open the door thinking, oh, who's that? It's,
Beautiful Ukrainian woman.
Open the door, big tall Ukrainian woman. I don't know what Ukrainian accent is, but hello.
It's Russian.
Oh, sure. So how do it for
it's
me?
German.
So it's just kind of much more like, what is it? I don't know.
That's a good one.
They've
got deep voices as well.
Oh, hello. I am a beautiful Ukrainian woman. Come round and I find you sexy. Sorry, who are you?
Yeah.
I want to have sex with you. What? Okay.
Hang on.
Can you... What? Who are you? I am a beautiful Ukrainian woman. Well, how do you find out my address? I've followed you. Okay, that's just weird. Can you leave? Yeah?
You wouldn't just say, okay, let's have sex, would you?
Okay, well, hang on. Well, let's have a look before we answer that. Zheng Jinlian, can you pronounce that, Mark?
Jinlian.
Okay, Zheng Jinlian is the tallest woman to ever walk this earth. The Chinese girl stood 8 feet, 1¾ inches.
I mean, that hasn't really answered.
Chinese people are meant to be short.
What is?
Generally.
Ukrainian.
Chinese girl, but generally speaking, they're shorter.
Yeah. But Chinese, there's a lot more people, so there's a lot more chance of there being tall ones. And that's why the tallest men are normally Chinese.
This is good.
What's
okay.
That?
Well, our producer is getting a lot of dating websites pop up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Why have you told us that? That's completely irrelevant.
I had one pop up. It said, seek women in your area. I thought, I don't care what religion they are.
Lovely. There we go. Mark does the gags. One-liner comedian, Mark. Okay, well, those are the headlines. Big stories.
HotUkrainians.com.
HotUkrainians.com, if you want to check that out. But those are the stories that this Cambridge Analytica are...
That's interesting.
Bribing politicians with hot Ukrainian babes. Now it's time for Bad Mood by the Vaccines. Coming up after that, Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Radio presents
Blackrow and Show with Johanna James.
A huge welcome to Beth and Karina. One thing I remember from Black Panther, I think that's one of the first times that I've seen a kick-ass female character that hasn't been sexy kick-ass, yeah. Like Tomb Raider, Lara Croft. I wanted to be Tomb Raider, but I'm like, but everything, she kind of kicks with her butt at the right angle.
Yeah.
And but what's like, important with her character is that she uses her brain more than she uses her body, and that is just so great to see.
And she whips off the weave.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was the best.
When you got a fight, you got to whip off your weave.
Every Friday.
Blackrow and Show with Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. There you go. It's now time for
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
So, in the paper today, there's this new scanning machine that they've developed that might stop to be able to sort of analyse your prostate to stop you having to have like painful stuff like put up your bum.
Finger is what you mean.
And other stuff.
Okay, well, what other stuff?
Well, we'll wait till I do the joke and then. have you ever had anything up your bum?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
What?
Poo. That's terrible. Come on. Sorry. That is tasteless. Tasteless. Come on. As soon as I said yeah, your face. What? Come on.
My friend said he had to have a camera put up his bum. It's not a nice image.
Very good.
So yeah, that's good, isn't it? Good news.
What?
Good news. Oh, did I... This is you might find it right. So when I got diagnosed with my Crohn's,
Crohn's to people that don't know what Crohn's is.
Information.
It sounds like something from Star Trek.
It's a but it's stuff for something from what Star Trek.
Yeah, he's got Crohn's disease. Well, okay. I don't know what that's a cowboy.
So he's got
Crohn's. You see what I mean now.
So when you have the symptoms, you have to sort of go to the doctor, and they first of all they have to put their finger up. Your bum.
Yeah, yeah.
And then had to have another little mini camera up there.
I thought you were going to say that a mini finger. So he's got like, that's the big one.
There's a little.
There you go, that little
thing.
Right. Go on.
But the doctor that did it was someone I.
Had really big hands.
No. I had. When I was a kid, I played tennis with her.
Oh, you. Her? Sorry, I've just sat really down. Yeah. Are you. No!
So, I had a coaching with her. I recognised her, but I don't think she recognised me.
I think she did.
No.
Do you look like Big Bird?
I never used to.
You did. Yes, you did. I've known you for like 11 years. Yeah, but you look the exact same.
I'm talking when I was 13.
Yeah, so you just looked a bit shorter. Shortly,
skinny.
You were always.
I don't think she. She would have had my name, so that might have.
Exactly!
But she didn't say, name. Oh, hello.
Do you know what would be amazing? Is if she remembered who you were when she had a finger up your bum. Oh, yeah, it's Mark.
Ah, now I remember where I know you. Yeah. Yeah, so that was. Yeah, that was quite embarrassing. Well.
But I wouldn't have been able to do it. I couldn't. There's no way I could do that.
Really?
Have someone you know put their finger up your bum.
I don't know.
Would you let me put your finger up your bum?
If you wanted to.
Come on.
No.
No way.
But you're not a doctor.
Well, I'm a doctor of comedy.
I've got poo up my bum and I'm a doctor of comedy. You're on fire today, Sean.
Classy. Sort of nuanced stuff. Right, okay. It's time for local gossip.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Well, we talked to my mum.
Yeah.
Find out her local news. Mm. Hello, mum.
Hi there. Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a nice day, because I'm not.
Oh, God. What's wrong now?
It's Happiness Day as well.
Mum, it's International Happiness Day.
Yes. Gertrude fell down the stairs in the middle of the night from top to bottom.
Mm. Why have you brought that up on the radio?
Because I've been just full up with all that. So that's all my news, because that's all I care about.
Yeah. So the family dog has fallen down the stairs and my mum has rung me up to tell me that on the radio.
Yeah, because I want everyone to know.
Okay, is she okay?
Anyway,
she's
got an appointment at the vet. So I've got to get a urine sample off of her.
Of hers, yeah, not yours.
No, mine. Off of her. How
is that quite hard to get?
I can do it. I'm good at it.
Okay, there you go.
And I'm very good at it. So if you like, I can have a look at your bum as well.
There you go, Mark. Mark, before we crack on with your new, hopefully you have some other more upbeat news, potentially.
Yeah. Well,
Mark, do you, wait. Before you do it, Mark, just tell my mum your joke of the week.
My friend told me he had to have a camera put up his bum. That's not a nice image.
No. I bet I could do that as well, actually.
Okay. Right, so, Mo, any other news? Something coming up?
Well, yeah, everything's calmed down with the frogs. They all seem to be behaving themselves, and I haven't found any more, so that's good news. Michael is going off to Ireland.
Yeah, so Michael is my dad.
Yeah, he's going off to Ireland on Thursday.
I'll bet you're looking forward to that.
Oh, wow, it'd be brilliant.
Yeah, there you go.
I can have a nice break.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is really good news.
Lovely.
But the only thing is, you know what he's like? He says he's going, and then all of a sudden he's not going.
Yeah.
We've had that so many times.
Yeah.
But anyway, if I have to drag him there, I will.
Do it.
I know.
Oh.
Wish Auntie Shuey a happy birthday.
Oh,
it's her birthday today.
Oh, brilliant. Happy birthday, Auntie Shuey.
Yeah.
Mark, are you going to wish my aunt happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Auntie Shuey.
Well,
is she planning any more charity rows or anything?
Not that I've heard of. Not at the moment.
No. Do you want to just remind or just tell new listeners what the frogs thing was?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all the frogs were just from a neighbour's garden. They all appeared in my other neighbour's garden.
Yeah.
And no one would pick them up apart from me. So I had to go over there and pick up all these frogs and then take them down to the other neighbours.
Right.
Who they belong to.
So we actually got a tweet in from someone. Do you know what a tweet is, Mum?
Yes.
What is it? This would be good.
Tweet. Well, they get in touch with you.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, fair enough.
All right.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Okay, so, what about, anyway, the frogs?
Yeah, so someone got in touch about the frogs. Ian Pithers. Hi, Sean. Just listen to the show. Great as usual. Thank you. You might want to tell your mum she wasn't picking up mummy frogs with babies on their back. She was picking up lady frogs with fellas on their back, heading off for some sweet pond-loving dirty frogs.
Oh, that's Ian Pithers. Thought as much, you know.
Did you? We should have
but
said.
But the one thing is that the mummy frogs were about twice the size as the daddy frogs.
Maybe they were Ukrainian. There you go. That's a reference to something we were talking about earlier. Mum.
Let me just finish.
Oh, yeah, of course, go finish.
I have to go to the vet with Gertrude later on today.
Yeah.
So, you know, fingers crossed. And another thing is a right drag, but I must, because she's been twice before and I managed to sort it out, but I might have to ask for your help.
What do you mean, my help?
You know, at the vet.
Money.
Oh, that awful word.
A word you use a lot when talking to me. Right? So, okay. No, of course. But we won't discuss that on air.
No, of course we won't.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Hopefully things will be okay. Another thing, everybody.
Well, we've got to get the sports news from my dad. What do you mean everybody? My mum's not talking to... Go on, then. You're meant to be talking to me. You're now talking to the listeners. Go on, then. Talk to them.
Well, because they listen to me. Another thing, Gertrude is on these tablets, Tramadol, and they are so strong. People get in trouble with those things. They're really, really strong. And I think, you know the chaps that got pulled up? I don't know, was it Ant or was it Deck?
Ant McFarlane. I think it's getting a lot easier to know which one Ant is. Go on.
Oh, well, anyway, he's on those tablets.
Why do you know that?
Well, because Michael told me.
Why does Dad... How does Dad know what Ant McFarlane is on?
I don't know, do I? But anyway, I'm just saying...
Right. Okay, right, okay. What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying, be careful if you're taking those things because they're really, really strong.
Okay, little
and
health
they
message there
you
from
out.
Patricia Walsh. Thanks, thanks, Mum. Okay, is Dad about for sports news?
No, he's actually awake and he's gone out.
Oh, I wanted him to do sports news and I wanted to ask him why he knew Ant McFarlane was on Tramadol.
Well, who knows?
If you can, could you do me a favour? Could you text him,
yeah,
and then get him to just text you, or get him to text me the answer and I'll read it out before the end of the show, OK?
Right, we'll do, Sean. OK. All right, lots of love, Sean.
OK.
And Mark.
Hey, Mark, I just remembered who you are. I just remembered when they mentioned about, I know this sounds weird, but when they mentioned about your bum, I now know who you are.
What do you mean?
Oh, I can't go over that on the radio.
What?
All right, then. See you.
What?
Bye.
What?
Bye.
What?
Sean, there's nothing I've been meaning to tell you.
What? What? You've been taking it from behind for my mum?
Why the what was she? I don't know.
What is that?
Maybe she was just...
Does that mean the whole time we've been doing this show that my mum didn't know that you were you?
Did she not know who I... But how does she know because of the bum?
You tell me, mate!
I don't know. Maybe she's seen me do that joke before.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
I am.
Right, okay. So, Tramadol is a class C
drug.
Do you
think she might just be making a joke?
Mark, don't interrupt me when I'm doing a bit of...
Sure.
Health service stuff.
Right.
Tramadol is a Class C drug and it's only available with a prescription from a doctor or other healthcare professionals and is qualified. That is qualified to prescribe.
Do you think that's what he was on when he was driving, mixing it with alcohol?
I think that's what my dad was suggesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, so, right.
How do you feel about that? They're obviously going to be looking for a new double act, Sean.
What, me and you?
What do you reckon? Shall we go for it?
Sean and Mark's Saturday Night Takeaway.
Hashtag Sean and Mark's Saturday Night. Let's start it
people.
Now. Let's trend it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Or Sean and Dex. Up to you. No, yeah. Me and you would be... I reckon a breakfast show.
A breakfast show?
Like a breakfast TV show, sort of big breakfast star. I mean, anyway, what are we talking about?
It's not like Alan Park.
This is good. Breakfast show, sort of big breakfast, but with Mark and Sean.
With some cereal.
Okay, look, after the next song, we're going to be coming back, and it's going to be Mark's Village newsletter.
Well, I haven't got it.
What?
I forgot it.
Okay, it's going to be the tabloid front pages with you, all right?
Yeah.
You ready? You prepared for that?
Yeah. What song are we playing?
We are now going to play a song called Here We Go by Lower Than Atlantis. And I'm filming a music video for them tomorrow.
Yeah, you told
me. I'm in it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what,
really excited. I just got asked to be in it because they thought I would make a good sleazy producer.
Did they?
I've always wanted to be in a music video.
I used to
tweet Blink-182 asking them if I could be in a music video. And when I say used to, that makes it sound like a long time ago.
But it's tweeting, so it wasn't that long ago.
It was like a couple of months ago. Could I be in a video?
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
Do you know what? I thought this is embarrassing, but what does it matter? If the small chance they say yes, that would be amazing. And then it won't be embarrassing. It's only embarrassing if it doesn't happen, which it didn't. So, yes, it was.
Do you do the thing where you put their name first without a dot so that no one can see it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that what you have to do?
Yeah, you don't put hey at Blink182 because then everyone can see. You just go at Blink182.
So no one knew until now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Let's play their song.
Okay.
Is this the one you're going to be in?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what this... Yeah.
Oh, right,
I've just started listening to them through this.
Mm.
Very good.
Yeah?
Well, I like it.
You've got to say that, haven't you?
I do have to say that. But I know that if I was younger and still listening to new music, I'd like this band.
Oh, good.
And I do like the band. But you know what I mean? I'd be into them.
Yeah.
I can't
get
into anything anymore. 32. No. Right. Here we go. It's Here We Go by Lower Than Atlantis. Wa-pow!
Time ago, a giant now he sleeps. The legend goes that when the creature shows, they'll bring a gift the world can keep. So we gotta take it to a satisfied. So we gotta take it back. No, you wanna.
We Go by Lower Than Atlantis. Earlier on as well, of course, we had Bad Mood by The Vaccines. There you go. That was new metal.
Is that what it's called?
Lower Than Atlantis, yeah. It's got that sort of new metal early noughties vibe. But what, what's like Papa Roach. They sound like they like Papa Roach.
But what's the difference between new metal and old metal?
Well, that it's got that...
Is old metal rusty now? Is that what you call it?
Oh, very good. No, it's like... new metal's more like... No, old metal's like...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a sound, you can tell, it's sort of, it's got rap in it.
Is it?
Linkin Park is new metal, Limp Bizkit's new metal.
And then
old metal is like Metallica and Guns N' Roses.
At the same time?
What, Guns N' Roses?
When Metallica and Linkin Park were
Well, they crossed over, but they didn't start at the same time.
Anyway,
said you had something to say when that song was playing. What?
You know, don't be angry at me.
Just, you're keeping on interrupting.
Sean,
stopping the flow.
It's Happiness Day.
What makes you happy?
Hang on first. I told you about the doctor putting the finger, I thought no one's going to know.
You've got a friend that sometimes texts
you. My friend always listens.
I love
He had coaching with me at the tennis coaching. So he just messaged me going, was it Hannah or Emma?
And I'm asking you, was it Hannah or Emma?
I don't want to.
Was it Hannah or Emma?
It was Emma.
Emma had a finger up your bum?
Yeah.
There you go. Have you seen her since?
At the doctor's. For like checkups and stuff, yeah.
I hope she listens to this show.
No chance.
Emma, if you're listening, please tweet me at Sean Walsh, SEAN Walsh.
That would be unprofessional. She's not allowed to.
Oh.
Even if I've mentioned it.
Okay,
does it still work, the doctor confidentiality? If I've told everyone.
I'm pretty sure.
She can't. No, to her.
Well, come on, gang. That's all right. I told everyone.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, so she can't say it anyway.
No, so I text my dad saying, why do you think Ant is on Tramadol? And my dad replied, because it's a hard life. There you go. Because it's a hard life.
But I don't think it is hard for him.
What, my dad?
No. Okay. Ann.
Yeah.
Dan.
Why don't you think it's hard for Ann?
He's... Oh, get... Come off it. He is... Oh, what's he got to worry about?
Do you not... You don't buy famous people with lots of money getting down. You're like, come on, mate. You've got it all.
I think, mate, you and... Absolute idiot. What the hell? What has he got to... People going, oh, we should feel sorry for him. No, let's feel sorry for the people that have got problems and then they have alcohol trouble.
Let's feel sorry for alcoholics that aren't hosts of one of the biggest or the highest watched television programmes.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, I don't know, mate. He seems like a nice bloke.
That's your opinion.
That's the trouble, isn't it? Everyone, like his on-stage thing is... He's a nice dude and everyone loves him, so it's hard to... He's still drunk drive. You shouldn't... That's terrible. Do you know what I mean? Why? Yeah.
So what you're saying? So what you're saying is, just because you recognise him off the telly, and he's nice on the telly, he shouldn't be treated differently than someone that isn't.
Yes. Also, if he'd have this is horrible, a bit dark. If he'd have killed someone,
Jesus, that is a bit. Come on, mate. It's only 20-1. This is meant to be light-hearted. It's news-ish.
If he'd have, if he'd have killed someone,
yeah,
would people be going, oh, come on, I feel a bit sorry for him? Would they still be doing that, do you reckon?
No.
No, so it shouldn't...
No, that would be a weird card to play. Yeah, if someone had been killed, it'd be weird to come out and go, ah, oh, but what about him? He did it.
Yeah.
He's got to live with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, in fact, actually, that brings us to the headline in the Times, which is Uber suspends self-driving tests after car kills pedestrian.
Yeah.
There you go.
I feel sorry for the car, to be honest.
Difficult though, isn't it? Difficult for a car.
I know. It depends what make it is. If it's a popular make. If it's a BMW, I feel bad for it. But if it's a Skoda, scum.
Should be locked up.
Yeah.
But the what's it called where you smash up cars?
Crusher.
Compound?
Yeah, it is a compound.
There you go. Thank you. Right, cool. So look, Mark, you don't have your newsletter. Normally,
no.
Mark, at this point, reads out bits from his village newsletter. Being that he is from a small little town called Wheelbarrow Town. So instead, come on, let's crack on with the tabloid headlines.
Tabloids. Well, the headline is... all the headlines are about Ant, but we've sort of covered that. So I'll just go straight into page something.
All right, crack on with that, and then we're going to speak to Marlon
Davis. This was quite a big story yesterday on the news. Bombing hoaxes hit 400 schools. So did you know about this?
What?
Oh, you don't know about this?
No.
So 400 schools were sent bomb hoax emails yesterday and caused majority of them to be evacuated.
Surely that's Russia. No.
No, in this country.
Yeah, no, I know, but Russia that did that.
Oh, I mean... I don't know. But,
all right, crack on.
I mean, that's... I mean, it's what they say...
That diehard with a vengeance, isn't it? Diehard with a vengeance when all the schools in New York have to be evacuated because Jeremy Irons has said, no, schools.
Yeah. What was the hospital, though? Because there was a hospital.
The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger. Come on, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Sort it out.
Oh, well done, mate.
Yeah.
So they basically said they want a five... okay.
What? What's weird?
This is the paper's cock-up.
Why haven't you read this before?
I have. But I didn't see this one icon. It said they would detonate if a $5,000... ransom was not paid. There's a dollar sign. That's not a pound sign.
Well, so, that means
so
that the people
were American.
Yeah,
we've solved it.
Right, there you go.
So, have you ever been like evacuated or had anything scary, like a bomb evac or anything?
I've been
that?
Part of an evacuation. I did once. I in my teenage years was a little bit high on the old naughty grass. Right?
Yeah.
And I was at my friend Crazy Dave's, who's featured a lot in this show, talking about Crazy Dave. We're in his flat.
Yeah.
And I put some bread in the toaster. But the toaster was broken, so you had to stand by it and pop it out yourself.
So it wouldn't come up?
No. So I went and sat back down. I can't be bothered to do that. I'll remember. Sit back down. What were we watching? Vanilla Sky, one of my favourite films at the time.
Yeah.
Obviously forgot. Set off the alarm. Right? Where I was... as I say again, a little bit intoxicated. The alarm, it set off the whole building of flats, right? So it wasn't just a normal fire alarm. It was one that set off the whole... They had a shared garden, and the alarm went like this. Right, and I was really stoned. I forgot, basically, in the state I was in, I'd forgotten that I'd burnt the toast. And I just got it into my head that it was a bomb that was about to go off. And like on a timer going, So what I did is I ran out of his flat into the shared garden area and dived into a bush like you would in an action film because I thought the building was about to explode.
Such an
anticlimax, right? Nothing happened. I got out of the bush and there were just lots of people looking at me that left their flats. But what is he doing? I think we found the guy that set off the alarm. Yeah.
But surely a bomb wouldn't have like a countdown. That's just a film thing, isn't it?
Mate, I was stoned.
Oh, yeah, fair
right.
enough.
Okay.
I when I worked at the university...
Yes.
They have exams in... So I worked in a sports
centre.
I
know they have exams at university, Mark. Come on.
So they have exams in the sports centre.
Yeah.
And quite often, if people hadn't done enough work or, like, didn't want to do the exam, they'd do a bomb hoax, so it got evacuated, and that gave them a bit more time to revise. That was, like, a thing that people sometimes do. Yeah. So there's a bomb
real?
Hoax. Yeah, and they had a bomb hoax once, right? And because I was in charge of building, I had to walk around to look for the...
Bomb?
Like a bag or...
No, you didn't.
Yeah. It sounds mad now, doesn't it?
They made a kid?
Well,
you?
No, I wasn't a kid.
Oh, right, yeah, you were working there.
Yeah, I was working there.
You had to go look around for the bomb. Mark, yeah, I think there's a bomb in E Block. Can you go and have a look?
I mean, it's mad, isn't it? I think because it was always a hoax.
It's like, it sounds like the... Like, if there was a British movie version of Hurt Locker, you don't know what Hurt Locker is, do you? It won Best Film with the Academy Awards,
yeah.
And they were bomb diffusers. And it's just you. It's like the really bad version of Hurt Locker, just you walking around the school.
What would I have done if I found it?
Has anyone seen a bomb? Yeah, found it. Do I just cut the green? There we go. So, look, well, there you go. That's the tabloid stories. Anything else?
We got time for another one?
I'll tell you what you can do.
Yeah.
We'll get Marlon on
to
give us the weather and you can read it to the two of us.
Oh, okay.
Should we do that?
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah. So it's now the weather with comedian and friend of ours, Marlon Davis. Hello, mate.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's all right, isn't it?
It's International Happiness Day. Are you happy?
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell, can't you?
What makes you happy? Starting off with the big questions. Chocolate.
Yeah, absolutely. Chocolate makes everyone happy, mate.
Do you try and be careful with the amount of chocolate that you take in?
At the moment, yes.
Why at the moment?
Because you don't want to be getting diabetes.
Sorry?
Diabetes. It's out there if you eat too much chocolate.
Oh, right, okay. Right, I thought you had got it, but no. All right, you're okay.
I haven't got diabetes, no.
Okay, you're just being careful. Okay, Marlon, thank you for coming on the show. If there are listeners that don't know, that's Marlon's laugh. I love his laugh. It's joyous. International Happiness Day. We've got Marlon Davis and his laugh. You may have seen Marlon on the Christmas special of Live at the Apollo. That's amazing. Very exciting. What we're going to do is, before you give us the weather to finish off the news-ish show, Mark is just going to tell us the other tabloid story.
Another tabloid story.
Sweet.
How you doing, Marlon? You all right?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. So, Christine Lampard is going to court.
I know her a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah, through Frank Lampard.
Oh, right.
I know what's wrong. She is such a nice woman.
Is she?
Genuinely.
Yeah, she's too nice because she's got a stalker.
She's got a stalker.
Yeah, she's got a stalker, and they're going to court about it.
Okay.
Wow.
And
oh no.
Yeah, and I was just wondering if you ever had any of you two had any troubles with stalkers?
I used to, when I was younger and lived in Brighton, I would walk the long way home, or I'd walk into town so I could just walk past a girl that I fancied shop. She was at work.
Oh, really?
And I would just like sort of walk past and wait for a bit and walk past again. That's pretty creepy.
That's really creepy.
But I thought I was in love, and I was like a teenager. You know what it's like before it crushes you. Marlon, you ever got a stalker?
Yeah, they follow me to all the gigs that I do.
Who does?
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Who?
The tax man. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
everywhere I go.
That is perverted. You want to report that, mate?
Yeah, I think
perverts.
So. Who to?
Yeah. Oh God, Mark, have you had a stalker?
I had a bit of one.
A bit of one?
Yeah.
That sounds like you. Sound like, oh, I had a bit of one. Oh, she was tasty.
Well, she gave up halfway through.
I met her at a gig, and then she just did keep coming and turning up to gigs and stuff, and it was all got a little bit.
Okay.
She messaged me.
What happened to her?
What happened to her?
Yeah, well, she doesn't go to your gigs anymore.
I don't know.
All right. She stalked someone else.
Yeah.
Christine Lampard.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay, so Mark, not Mark, Marlon, right?
Yeah.
Things we've been talking about on the show, I don't know if you've been listening. Have you ever had anything up your bum?
Nah, man, you can't be asking black men in this. You can't. Come on. Come on now. You probably didn't even ask anyone that question. It was just, come on now, man. No.
Exactly. No. That's the first time we've had anyone on the show just go, come on now, man. Like, just come on. Just sort it out. The other thing we're talking about is basically there's a company called Cambridge Analytical. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Analytics.
Cambridge Analytica, and what they do is they're hired to basically help you win elections, right? It's one of the things they do. And one of the things they were caught saying on camera, on a secret camera, is that they would send, basically they would, entrapment, they would send beautiful Ukrainian women round to the opposition's house. You know, it's in the hope that then that politician would then sleep with the beautiful Ukrainian woman. What would you do? You're just at home. You're chilling out. Do you still live in High Wycombe?
Yeah.
You're chilling out in High Wycombe, and then a beautiful, tall Ukrainian woman knocked at your house and said, "I'm up for it."
Yeah.
What would you mean? Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing else. I don't know what you expect me to say after that. Yeah. It's very nice. I get Domino's pizza every now and again, but this is Ukrainian. I mean, wow.
I mean, wow.
I'll do anything you want after that.
You can stick something up your bum.
Oh, no.
No. Come on, we don't do that.
Don't bring it down. But what? What? Wouldn't you be a bit confused? Come on. It's a. Okay, no, he's just up for it. Come on in. Fair enough. So, Marlon, what have you got coming up? Normally, comedians will come on. Plug a tour. Have you got any of that going on, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm in the 99 Club.
Okay, for
I'm
listeners.
There every day this week.
Okay, so Mark Marlon is doing club gigs at 99 this week. There you go. You can check him out in London. Where is it?
At Leicester Square.
Yeah.
It's a place called Ruby Blue.
Yes.
It's a nightclub afterwards as well, but it's a comedy club between the hours of 8 to 10.
Okay.
And I'm there every day this week.
Why are you there? Are you preparing new material for Edinburgh? Is that it? We can see you in Edinburgh?
Work in progress, so yeah. So that's what I'm doing at this moment. And just talking about, remember I had a car crash.
You did have a car crash.
I did indeed. I've got short-term memory loss, so sometimes I have to mention this. I don't know if I've mentioned it already. Anyway, Jesus Christ, I'm talking too much. I'm preparing material for this. Preparing this material at this moment, so I'm all over the place. I'm doing work in progress shows. You can catch where I'm at. It's on my website, which is marlondavis.co.uk.
There you go.
Is it the first time you've done a show that's like specifically about one thing that's happened? Like, that tends to be what you do.
No, he once did a show about Championship Manager that I went and watched.
I
thoroughly enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did a show about Championship Manager. This
the whole show, isn't it?
How do you... Okay, here's a question from one comedian to another. How do you make something that nearly, you know, in all seriousness, took your life, which is very upsetting for everyone and obviously very scary for you, friends and family, how do you take something like that and then make it funny? Because, generally speaking, your stuff over the years, from when I've watched you... You know, over the years, is about, you know, you and your son and the sort of awkward situations you get yourself into. And it's all sort of, in a night, I don't mean this in a bad way like some people would, but, you know, it's accessible. And it's, you know, I think the family can watch it. But this, how do you do that? How do you make that funny?
This one?
Yeah.
As soon as you came out, you really wanted to come out and talk about what happened to you. But I don't think people were ready for it, so you needed a little bit of time.
Oh, so you're saying that you need to almost digest it yourself first of
Absolutely,
all?
Absolutely, because I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Which, firstly, some people say is a good thing. That I don't remember a thing, but I don't remember.
Oh, probably is a good thing. Isn't it? You don't have it, like, there are certain things you don't want to remember. Like, people go, oh, I wish I could remember when I was a kid. No, you don't want to remember too far back, coming out of your mum's vagina.
No, I don't want to remember that.
Exactly.
And I was in the hospital and.
Exactly, just coming out. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, anyway. Back to your car crash.
Yeah. Don't remember that I had bills to pay. Girlfriends, broke up with them as well.
Okay, all right, don't bring the show down, mate. I'm saying how do you make it
funny. They came to come and visit me. They came with grapes and stuff, and they were like, do you remember me? I was like, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I can imagine you. But you did.
I knew who they were. I couldn't bring myself to break up with them, so.
But you didn't want to eat grapes.
Who does?
Yeah, exactly.
Does this mean that you might have had something up your bum, but you just don't remember?
Hey!
Oh, back to the bum. I want this to be the new news night. What is happening to this? Okay, Marlon. Marlon, before you go, you're gonna end the show with the weather. Wait for the jingle.
Where
Always
is
have
he?
To wait.
Where is he as well?
Yeah, yeah. He'll tell us where he is, and then he'll do the weather. So, Marlon.
Yeah.
The weather.
It's cold, isn't it?
Where are you?
I'm in Wickham.
So it's cold in Wickham?
I'm in my house. I'm not going out there.
Right, thank you. Marlon Davis, excellent comedian. Check him out on YouTube and all that stuff and look out for him. I'm sure you'll be on tour soon. It's at 99 Club. Marlon, thanks, mate. Thanks for coming on.
Bye, mate.
Bye. Bye. Why is he laughing at that? Nothing wrong with that.
What a nice bloke.
Lovely man. Very funny comedian. Okay, that's it from us this week. I have been Sean Walsh, joined as always by Mark Simmons. You can also check out our Filmish podcast if you like this show. It's basically the same thing, but about film specifically.
And give it a subscribe.
Please subscribe.
Five-star rating.
And tweet in, because we love it when you tweet in, and we'll read them out.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. This is My Way by Frank Sinatra. I think Marlon chose this. Mm. Goodbye.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way.
my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all.